Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Have you lost your touch to whistle?
I think that's another thing that goes with age.
That's another, Jordan Spieth,
that's
2 weeks in
thing
a row.
You can't get moving.
Right. Add that to that's the list, huh?
That's another thing that doesn't work.
Ability to whistle downhill.
Yeah.
And that isn't your major concern, but
right, right,
you know,
right.
But it's one, you know. You can't. If the dog gets loose, if you have a dog, you can't whistle for the dog, you know. So I want to start with Pebble Beach. Is that, you want to tell me how hot it is in Fort Myers, right?
No. It's 84.
84. Yeah. What are we? Are we going to sneak above zero today or not?
Nope. I think we're about zero now.
Not till tomorrow. I think the daytime high today is going to be 4 below, I believe.
The other day, when we were 16 below just for giggles in the middle of the afternoon, I checked and Fort Myers was 85. Oh. So we had a little 101 degree difference there. And
Southern Florida and Palm Desert are the two habitable places in the country right now.
Where did this storm come from?
She's the vortex, buddy. The polar vortex.
And boy, we got a break because she didn't get sucked up straight from the south and give us 20 inches of snow to go with the freezing cold. So that was good. That's a break.
Just a minute.
What?
You all right?
Never mind. I thought I heard something.
Oh, I thought of
that's
raccoon,
the second thing to go.
A raccoon trying to get in.
They're living in the shed in the back.
I bet they are. I haven't checked to see if our door comes open every once in a while. Every spring you go out there. Oh, nobody's checked in 6 weeks. You go out there. There's got to be a family of fox or something living in here. You kind of go in and go, and then run. Wait and see if something comes charging out or not.
I wanted to make a Jordan Spieth comment.
Okay, because I want to talk golf too, but go ahead.
Well, for 2 weeks in a row, he's been in the hunt, but he can't hit a fairway.
No, it is amazing.
He cannot hit a fairway.
And he hits it. I think he's trying to hit it longer, don't you? Because I saw him, when he did hit it in the fairway, he was hitting it three bills or close. I think he thinks he's got to get up at least within 40 yards of the big hitters, and that leads to hitting it crooked.
Was it Saturday that he hit that eagle shot? I watched a little bit. Oh, that was a great shot.
Yeah, that was, that's what survived. That's what allowed him to survive Saturday when he wasn't hitting it that great. But he's putting again, so.
We're going to another one of my favorite courses now. We're going to Riviera.
That's my favorite. But let me tell you this. Okay. Pebble Beach used to be such a huge event. The Dwayne Netland, the great Dwayne Netland, who, by the way, as you point out, would have described last weekend as frosty. In the paper, would have called it frosty.
Even in August preseason games, the field was frosty.
But he had about a 7 or 8 year run where he covered Pebble Beach for the Minneapolis Morning Tribune.
Oh, boy.
He would I think there was some free stuff out there that Nettie enjoyed. Joe, yesterday, this weekend, their field, no top tens, only a very few in the top 30s. Mm-hmm. They had, here's how bad their field was. Dustin was supposed to play, but then he won in Saudi Arabia and didn't want to fly, so he didn't fly in. Their field was so bad, I didn't realize this, they award FedEx points on the strength of the field, not because you're a prestigious event like Pebble Beach. It's the strength of the field. And 2 weeks ago at Torrey Pines, or was it last week at Torrey Pines, they had a 54. The winner got 54 points. The winner yesterday at Pebble Beach got 30 points, the same as the Sanderson Farms event from last fall.
Wow.
Because of the bad field they have.
Well, what do you attribute this bad field to?
Well, generally speaking, I used to think I attributed it to the declining field, to the fact that you had to play with an amateur, right? Mm-hmm. And they, you know, these egotistical SOBs don't want to do that. And that's why Palm Springs, you know, had to, like, lower itself to four rounds instead of five, because nobody wanted to play four rounds with the amateurs anymore. But that was not the case this year, because there were no amateurs because of the COVID. So I was reading up on it, trying to figure it out over the weekend. It's a crowded schedule once you're done here. Most of them prefer to play Riviera and Torrey Pines over Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach is too cold at this time of year. They don't like the fact that it's rarely over 60 degrees, although it was gorgeous until yesterday. Yep. But the schedule's busy, so it's become a tournament that they skip. And it's, you know.
Boy, I'd go just for the scenery.
I mean, Tiger played for years, you know, with Noah Begay, right? What didn't he make him his partner? Mm-hmm. But once he quit being a pro, but I realized it. It never occurred to me. Okay, where's Koepka? Koepka won last week. Why is he not here? And is DeChambeau hurt? By the way, he hasn't played in a month.
He hasn't played in a while. Yeah, I don't know.
But it's kind of sad, because that's, as a kid being introduced to golf, watching golf in the late 50s, we always watched Pebble Beach. That was one of you liked having the celebrities, and everybody played in the thing. And now it's, I was reading a couple of good, commentaries on how they are so intent on making this an international game, you know, with the Olympics and the WGC events, and to make the PGA Tour a international thing, that they're letting letting the weekly events die on the vine. You know, apparently they like the waste management in Phoenix better than this one too. So
DeChambeau played in the desert.
He did play in the desert.
The one that Dustin won.
Oh, okay.
He finished tied for 18th.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of them didn't. That's where he was. He was over.
Dubai.
He was over making that money where they get appearance money.
Yeah. Right.
What kind of appearance money do they get?
About a mil.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah.
Dustin.
Really?
Tiger used to get three.
Ooh,
jeez.
To
wow.
just tee it up. And
they're paying for everything.
Yeah. And then but the prize, the big prize money is way lower. Their prize money for that Saudi Invitational or whatever it was that Dustin won, it was only the total prize money was $1.5 million or something.
Okay. Rook, what would it cost to get you to show up for an event like that? You know, what would be the Rook's talent fee?
Double sausage, red Savoy pizza, I think, would free, probably where I am.
Free lodging at Cragen's? He's done that.
Yes,
he's
exactly.
He's played his
Been
game.
There, done that.
I've lowered my
standards a bit.
He's made his appearances doing that.
Actually, that came up. Sales guy was in here on Friday when Rook and I were talking about Cragen's and how, you know, even though Rook almost took him out, he still decided to advertise, you know, with us, even though Rook almost killed him.
Come on back, Dutch.
Joe, one other thing about Pebble Beach is the 18th. Remember that daunting 18th?
Mm-hmm.
It's only like 537 playing it, and they can't build a new island behind
No, that'd be tough.
Because other green is, the 17th green is right on the other side of that cove. So... But they want people to be making birdies and so they can't make it a par four. So they, you know, that used to be, oh, man, will he get it past the tree up there? And
is Pebble Beach
now
the
one? Now they all get home.
Is Pebble Beach the one where Tigers won the U.S. Open by 20-some strokes? Or is that the same course? Yeah, okay.
15 strokes. He was 12 under, and Ernie was 3 over to finish second.
I was
there staying in the Joe Suchere cabin when Joe Suchere didn't go.
Boys,
seals crapping in the front yard.
Yes, Joe.
You might want to gas up today. The largest oil refinery in North America is shutting down because of Arctic conditions that have disrupted power, water, and fuel supplies across Texas. Oh. Motiva Enterprises, LLC, is halting operations at its refinery in the Port Arthur, Texas.
That'll last a day, but it will not prevent them from raising prices 25 cents a gallon.
It's already going high.
Because for a day. I filled this morning in Bloomington. So.
What rock and roller is from Port Arthur, Texas, no longer with us?
Buddy Holly.
Nope.
He's somewhere in Texas, right?
Janis Joplin.
Oh, that's right. God, I loved her.
Yeah.
She was...
Or'd she choke on a piece of meat?
No, you're thinking Lady Bird or what the hell? What was that big girl in the Mamas and Papas?
Mama Cass.
Okay.
No, she choked on thousands of drugs.
Right. Methamphetamines is what I think she choked on.
I don't know. She took her. Do you ever see that documentary on the train trip across Canada when they were? God. Her and her. There was how many 7-8 hardcore rock and rollers, and they were going across Canada on this and making appearances at all these places, and they weren't getting their full 8 hours after the after the performance. There were some chemicals floating around.
Pat, you're reminding me of the really colorful story Kenny told us about the Go-Go's last Thursday when we were discussing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, we're certainly not going to tell that on the air.
They were. They like to have fun backstage. Let's just put it that way.
The Go-Go's.
Sometimes Kenny's had some experiences. Sometimes I'd like to have the lie detector on him. But
yeah, that's exactly what Joe says.
Pat, I've said that. I don't believe any of it.
I believe some of it.
There's
I don't believe
room
any
for
of
embellishment
it.
For Kenny.
Well, plus, you know, you can be backstage and the Go-Go's can be there, and you can be so full of hallucinogenics and the like.
Sure.
That you imagine all this stuff is happening, right? Yeah.
But do you have to apply the dark star rule to Kenny Olsen when asked?
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you know if he's telling the truth?
Yeah,
who gives a damn?
My wife had buddies in the female side of the local media who were, how does he know if your husband's such good friends with Dark, how does he know if he's telling the truth? Tell him, what difference does it make? You guys know the one, see at the fair. You know that's true.
That's true. Yes.
Joe knows, do you need a roof? He knows that's true.
That's true.
I mean,
see at the fair.
I think a fair percentage is true.
Yeah. Was that at the Metrodome, see at the fair?
That was in the press box. In the press box. The dude had about 3 teeth. And he was just fanning on Dark. And Dark was nice to him. He wasn't mean. He listened to him, and then his salutary, his see you later,
sign off
was see you at the fair.
See you at the fair.
And it was just a snapshot in time that was bleeping hilarious.
Yep. See you at the fair.
Oh, man. Anywho.
We don't have a lot of sports to talk about, Pat, because we got no basketball
teams.
Wait
a minute. The Timberwolves are red hot.
They won a game. Huh?
They won one and almost won another one.
See?
Yeah.
That's almost a winning streak for Timberwolves.
On the road, they win, and the big cat's back.
Mm-hmm.
Although he lost his mother to COVID and apparently some other relatives, and it's any situation. He's having a hard time focusing on basketball, but he does make them better. That's for sure. And
I watched a little bit last night. That Edwards kid. That was pretty impressive.
He's impressive. He better be too, because LaMelo's great.
Yeah.
That the guard that they didn't take, the one ball brother who's really a baller, and then Wiseman was pretty good too. So
I have some post Super Bowl news.
Oh,
the daughter of the Tiffany designer who designed the Vince Lombardi trophy wants Tom Brady to apologize for tossing it from his boat to Gronk's boat. She wants an apology that that was not a respectful way to treat the trophy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I hope she's enjoying her 15 seconds of fame. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, who would have contacted? She must have gone on.
Sports Illustrated had a story online about it.
Or the Daily Mail. She must have called them.
She might have called somebody or went on social media.
Yeah.
We got to get another word. I get sick of social media. I hate that thing. What else?
Joe has a colorful word that he likes to call those platforms.
But he can't do it in. You can't do it in public.
No.
Boy, it is amazing, though, what Twitter did to the Trump message, isn't it?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
God almighty, it's incredible. Oh, he's got to be just, like, going insane. I mean, he can call up Fox and do an interview and stuff, but it's, I mean, it's incredible how much that was relied upon and how much that was... That was, you know, I wonder what Don's saying. You knew where to go, and now, you know.
Okay, serious question. Will there even be a Trump library?
Unless he builds it himself.
Because it'll just have to be full of tweets. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the
if
documents.
Twitter allows it.
He'll probably put it in at Mar-a-Lago, won't he? To have people to, you know, somewhere. So. I guess he was. I guess we had a big celebration down there with him and his acolytes when he got acquitted. Well, we kind of knew that was happening, didn't we?
I think that it would be fun to play J.L. Coven on that, Chris.
I'm trying to look for something.
Because Trump thanked his lawyers, one of whom couldn't speak English.
I did wonderful. Not watch much of it, but I hear the before they brought in the real guy for the final summation, they were in trouble. Originally, they had a couple of real nitwits, Rudy style.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But
I see Coven's doing Mitch McConnell now as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Problem with Coven, even though they're hilarious, sometimes you know he'll include a word that's not safe for.
Well, you can scissors that out of there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I can't.
We'll play Mitch McConnell then.
All right. Okay. This would be
not bad.
Happy Valentine's Day from Mitch McConnell.
Oh, that was weird. Now we've finished with the. Second impeachment, President Trump, which I thought was unconstitutional. So I chose to not convict, even though the Senate had decided it was constitutional 3 days earlier.
His face is perfect.
But since when am I expected to be consistent? But with the trial over, I'm optimistic and ready to work, President Joe Biden, and in the spirit of love, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there.
Okay. Yeah.
My wife, Elaine, got me a box of chocolates and said that I'm the GOAT.
Okay. What?
And I threw the chocolates back in Elaine's face.
The goat, greatest of all time.
And said, I'm not a goat. I'm the turtle god. And don't you forget it. And as she cried, because I had upset her, I became very turned on. And we made passionate love to celebrate the impeachment trial being over. And Valentine's Day, because as the country suffers and my wife cries, I become very passionate.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you there, Mitch. Yeah. Thanks, Mitch. Yeah.
I have one sports question.
I'm ready.
And I'm not a basketball guy. But I know that the NBA, what does it mean when they warn LeBron James about flopping? He was warned officially by the NBA, and there was a video I saw
because,
of it.
Because, you can get fined substantially or suspended for flopping.
Okay.
It's
this is a new rule this year?
No, it's been around a couple years.
Okay. I was unaware of that.
You know, actually, it's been pretty effective. You don't see nearly as much in the NBA as you do in college basketball.
In fact, Rook, when I believe it was Adam Silver, maybe might have been even before that, but when he wanted to institute this in the league, Royce wanted to call it the Krzyzewski rule.
The Duke rule. Say, Joe.
Yes.
So I went to the 10-year-old boys. I got in on one of the two parental tickets, the 10-year-old boys' hockey game.
Oh, boy.
On Sunday morning against Hated Cottage Grove.
Ooh.
The East Ridge Raptors against the Cottage Grove. And he got two out of the – they got seven. They beat him 7-0. Oh, and he got two. I'd heard rumors that he'd scored some goals. I didn't quite believe them, but – the first one, he was kind of in, and he put it on his left hand and then threw it back, and, you know, little nice little play.
Yeah.
But the second one, which was, I think, their seventh goal, there was all kinds of, he was standing somewhere near the net. He weighs, you know, he's a 69-pound bruiser. And he was, you know, kind of like Dino standing
right
in front
there,
of the
junk.
Net. And the ball, and the puck came over and popped and landed right in front of him.
Yep.
And he just...
Well, it was easy, easy.
He just
pickings.
Tapped it in, and I was saying, "Are you going to take that one?" That one. He tried to make me he tried to convince me it was rolling when he knocked it in.
Yeah.
He wouldn't admit it was a cupcake. He wouldn't admit it was a cupcake. So he's learned about hockey more. You know, never admit it was as easy as it looked. Right. So, but he got.
He's probably watching the videos of all those guys going through their legs and Crosby and Ovechkin.
I said I was going to give you $5 for each goal. Here's $5 for the first one. I'm not giving you $5 for the second one. It was too easy.
Too easy.
That was a big
plus. It was number seven. They weren't even playing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Were we socially distancing at the hockey game?
Wasn't bad. I mean, they only are letting. There was a nice little bunch of Cottage Grove people, but they got 13, 14 players, and they each get two tickets. And
I'd like to watch a kid play basketball, but I have not been allowed to.
Oh, no? So do they not let even the parents in then?
No, two parents.
Well, tell one of the parents stay home
one
and
of those
let
days,
Grandpa
I'm sure,
watch.
Yeah, I'm sure one of those days that'll come up.
We had a big discussion today of I was talking to Judd earlier about we were you know, in addition to other reasons for the decline of basketball attendance for the Gophers, I mean, this year it's the pandemic, obviously, and hockey compared to back when, you know?
Yep.
I think it's the 40-year-olds who used to go to games are too spend all their time with watching the kids.
There is that.
I don't think, you know, the crowd that Musselman brought in the 70s, which was 35-year-old, you know, from 25 to 35 and 40, all those 35-year-olds, they ain't going now. You know, this generation of 35-year-olds are...
It's a full-time job.
You got to go to the kids' hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
When my brother was the quarterback for Fulda in 1958... The old man didn't even go to the games if they were more than 10. If it wasn't Slayton, you know, they'd go, "Hey, how'd you come out?" You know, it was, you know, there was no parental urgency to be at every contest. So I think it's just generational is part of it too.
I don't think my mother ever saw a game.
I think my mom might have. I was one. My brother was the football quarterback. He was a starter in basketball. He wasn't great, but he was a starter on a good team. He was baseball, you know, he played the outfield and pitched. He gave up the longest home run in the history of Fulda off George McKay and Laverne. I saw that one. It's still flying. And he ran track, and he was real good in track. My mother might have saw him 3-4 times, you know.
That's it.
And the old man, he'd go to the home games, but, you know, and Slayton's only 12 miles away. He'd go to that.
I wonder if the Twins are going to be thankful that they weren't allowed to have fans just based on crime last summer alone. I wonder how much that'll affect. Because they're going to have fans to start the season, do you think?
Yeah, they said what?
I didn't see.
I think spring training is going to be 2,500.
Okay.
But, so I would guess I would guess they're going to try to put 10,000 in there.
What'd they pack in at Daytona? About 30,000?
They had 35,000. Yeah. 12 of whom were still there when they finally started it after a 5.5 hour rain.
How about that wreck, though? Wow.
This guy, I didn't see it because I assumed they'd cancel it. I mean, postponed it till today. But this guy's driving like you and me through the Lowry Tunnel, just cruising along, and all of a sudden everybody in front of him crashes, and hey, I won!
Right, look at me!
Some guy nobody'd ever heard of, McDowell, he won. But are we blaming Keselowski?
I forgot who initiated the crash. I just saw the highlight of it this
20th
morning.
20th anniversary of Dale dying. It's amazing, though. You go back and look at Dale's crash, and a guy just, you know, kind of taps into a wall. And you see these guys blowing up on fire, and they all walk away.
There was a special yesterday on E60 did a piece on Dale and basically described that very thing and how it killed him. And it was pretty graphic.
His neck.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just seeing it right now. That is a wreck.
Oh, God, yeah, it was terrible.
The aerial view of...
Well, last year, when did we... they killed a guy there 2 years ago, right?
At Daytona?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Who was it? Because in... Tony Stewart was upside down.
Oh, and, that's right. And, that's right.
Yeah, and he walked away. But I think. Oh, maybe we haven't killed a guy there since Dale. I don't know. Maybe that's right. What I'm thinking of is 20 years ago, when Dale died, Tony Stewart was upside down on the backside and lived. So. Mm-hmm. So I was there for that one. That's the last Daytona I covered.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a cannon here. The 10 car hit the 48 car.
Okay.
And that's what started the whole... And I don't know who those guys are.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Wikipedia page devoted to the list of Daytona International Speedway fatalities. And the last one listed for NASCAR is Dale in 2001.
Okay. Yeah.
But it has several others that are unrelated to NASCAR.
What improvements have they made in those cars?
Well, the Hans device alone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was around, but it wasn't mandated.
He was. I don't even have his seatbelt on.
Well, because basically the way that this doctor broke it down was saying, well, with his helmet on and him traveling at that rate of speed, his head basically weighed 100 pounds and his neck just couldn't sustain the weight at that speed.
We had no idea what happened. Lennox Rollins, my buddy, and I were still standing in the press box waiting for the post-game press conferences to come on. And I can't remember who it was, had finished second or third or something. Not Dale Jr. finished second that day. And Waltrip won it. And somebody said, who had looked into Dale's car, one of the other drivers said, "How's Dale doing?" And "How's Dale doing?" the woman doing the interviews. And she said, he said, I'm not the person to ask that question. Mm-hmm. And Lennox, who covered a lot of NASCAR, says, "Let's go. There's something bad here.
This is going to be the story.
We got to get over there." And by the time we got over there, which took like 15 minutes, walking across the track, and then there was like panic. And then
Dave
Ferroni was a PR guy for... I don't know who then, but he was put to panel, and then he came back over and said, "He's dead."
Wow.
He said to us, he didn't say it loud, but he said to Lennox and I, he said, "He's dead," and then...
Now what? Wow.
And everybody's leaving the track not thinking anything of it. They have no idea.
Wow.
You know, it was...
Well, this is before Twitter. This is before all that stuff.
Have you covered Daytona every year?
No, I've covered it.
You just happened to be there that year.
4 or 5 times, yeah. I don't know why we covered it that year. We stopped covering it then. But see, in late 90s, early 2000s, NASCAR was the thing.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was the sport that all the sponsors wanted to be part of and blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Now we're anti-car. So
I think they should go back to the beach. I think that would be fun to watch.
Wouldn't it be great? They should at least have some race there. But I would imagine the... people worried about the ecology would not be too happy with ripping up the beach like that. But it is amazing. That's where it started, isn't it?
Yeah. As recently as what? The mid-50s?
Yeah. 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 The first two or three were held on the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I do say, though, Dale is obviously the most memorable, but Second was Penny accusing me of being a communist because I was from Minnesota when I was in Australia. Penny's still around, man. He's got to be late 80s, doesn't he? He's,
so was Mario Andretti.
Yeah. Mario was... I got to spend a day with Mario because of Patty Reed.
Oh, yeah?
Patty Reed was his PR person after she left the Norm Green empire. And I was in Cleveland with the Twins, and Mario was there for that. They had that race down there at the airport, you know, the the old airport. And Mario was there for that Grand Prix as a car owner, and rode around with him for 7-8 hours that day, making PR appearances and stuff like that. Really good guy.
Richard Lee Petty, born July 2nd, 1937. He's 83 years old in Level Cross, North Carolina.
And worse hearing than Sid. He's got, he's, and you, I think he's got a better excuse, though, too, right? Being in those cars for 100 years. So.
Hello?
Yeah.
just the one kid, right? Just Kyle was the only one that went out?
No, no, the one got killed, Adam.
Oh, that's
the kid got
right.
killed when he was 22 or 3 or
that's
something
right.
like that. No, that was a grandkid. That's Kyle's kid.
That's Kyle's kid that died. Yeah, killed. You're right. Yeah, you're
that's
right.
Kyle's
okay.
kid that got killed, yeah. Adam, well, so.
And he was supposed to be really good. Wasn't he a really big shot up-and-comer, too, when he died?
Joe, isn't it amazing the way auto racing in general used to treat death?
Yeah.
When we
Look
were
at Formula One.
In the 70s, yeah. We were just, well. Yeah.
Time to move on. Yeah.
It's a part of the risk. Yeah.
Well, Formula One was a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah.
They finally put the drivers finally put their feet down and said, this has got to stop.
Oh, yeah. They sent them out there
in the rain.
I think Senna getting killed had a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what was the, what's the movie, the good movie that they had just now?
Oh, Ford versus Ferrari.
Ford versus Ferrari, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, the hero of that movie got killed in test driving. So,
but that wasn't as good as the Ron Howard film. What's the one I'm thinking of from about 5 years ago? Was that the Senna movie?
Well, I saw the Senna documentary. It's great. I didn't. Did you see a dramatized
version? No, this was a movie in the theater I went to see. And it was,
Rush?
Yeah, Rush.
Yeah.
Rush.
Oh, okay.
2013.
Yeah, that was good, too. Yeah, yeah. Senna was... God in Brazil, you know. So,
and then the cars, 2006, Speedy McQueen. That was a
lightning
McQueen.
That's a big hit in our house.
The kids love that one.
Oh,
yeah. Kids
right?
love that.
Well, the race cars talk to each other, Joe. You see,
really?
it's really neat. See, Lightning gets humbled though when he has to go to the canyon and meet with the old race drivers.
You're like the Wilford Brimley of cars.
Boy, you know, having kids very young and long ago, it was. It was simpler, you know, because there were, you had Underdog on at noon.
Yep.
Underdog.
And you had about two cartoons.
Maybe Tom and Jerry.
There were no movies. There were no anime. There was three animated movies, you know.
They'd roll out A Wizard of Oz in the fall.
Yeah.
And then you'd see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And you'd have a couple of animated movies, and that was it. You know,
You had Sesame Street.
Yeah, well, we had Sesame
but
Street.
But see, now the game is not only, Pat, do they become obsessed with the movie, but then it's we have to go to Legoland to buy the Lego set. Because right now William is going through the Harry Potter phase, which is great because it's, you know, he's reading and it's fantastic. Right. But she's got to get the Harry Potter Lego series sets. And I said, well, why?
No, see, you don't.
That's what I said.
You don't need to do that.
It's yes day.
I was just talking about that. The parents now say, no, you don't get it. Okay, kid?
Maybe for your birthday. You know, it'll be a surprise.
Go out and play on the corner of the street in the sand like you're supposed to. Right. You know?
Yeah. But the only problem is I do say no, but then they go ask mom.
Oh, yeah, you're overridden then. Yeah, at that point.
So what am I supposed
to
do?
Not much you can do.
Why are we so driven to get along with our kids? That's the problem, you know.
Yeah. You don't have to be friends of your kids. You got to be the fail safe. No, you can't
you
do that.
Should
that's
talk.
Too.
You're a big
that's
sissy.
That's true. I'm a big guy giving
to
everything.
They order you around.
My kid's driving around in a hoverboard from China that he used on my credit card, and he gets away with it.
What was his line the other day?
I think credit cards.
I may have. I may have.
No. Oh. When you were doing something, you were doing tile work or something like that. What did Gabe say to you and the wife?
I'm not part of the renovation.
How old is he now?
He's 16. He just got his license.
Wow.
I'm not part of the renovation. Like, we're just grouting tile upstairs. Mm-hmm. He doesn't lift a finger.
You are raising the next Bernie Madoff. That's what you're raising.
He has an Ameritrade account. And the bill comes. It's not a bill. It's a statement. I've never opened it. It's in my name, and he's the guy. Mm-hmm. So it's in both of our names, and I have no idea. Well, I'm afraid to ask him. I hope he says Bitcoin.
Was he in on the explosion of the GameStop? Was he in on?
Oh, GameStop. He was not. No, he did not. I told him he should have, but he said it's already gone up, so I'm not mm-hmm. buying in now.
Too late.
This courtesy of Dave Schwartz from Care 11 Sports. You can now officially bet on whether Tom Brady will apologize for throwing the Lombardi Trophy via Bet Online.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Yes is -400 and no is +250 right now. If you want to bet on whether Tom Brady's going
to
apologize,
-400 means I have to bet 400 to make 100.
Yes.
So they're betting he apologizes.
And if he does, shame on him. Don't cave into this woman.
There's no way. I don't think he will.
It was a hell of a highlight.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah. What?
Only would have been better if they didn't catch it.
It fell into the drink.
Right. Yeah. Well, who did we have break the – what trophy did we – oh, Wisconsin, when they won the bowl game. They won the bowl game down in Charlotte.
And they dropped the trophy.
Yeah, Mertz, the quarterback, broke the trophy into 1,000 pieces. It was like.
Also, it was glass?
What was the name of that? It was some Duke's mayonnaise.
Oh, Duke's mayonnaise. Yes,
it's a giant mayonnaise jar.
Yeah, he dropped the Duke's mayonnaise trophy. So
it'll never be the same.
Joe, I was down on the prairie last Monday, as I told you.
Yeah.
The photographer that I hired from the Murray County News, Sheila Crowley.
Yeah.
Crowleys are, there's lots of them down there. Yeah. The good farm family. Now, she's married to a Crowley, but they graduated in 1981 with 81 seniors at Fulda High School.
Wow.
Okay. And we now have 17.
Isn't that something?
People are saying, why? It's farms. It's you know what else they're doing down there now? Hmm. I saw this. You know, my old man was, the number one thing in his life was, are there going to be pheasants next year? Mm-hmm. When the store, wanted to make sure there was still a little corn out there for him when they got done picking in the fall. And you, of course, always had the fence line for the pheasants to hang out because there was always weeds there. 80% of the farms you see now don't have fence lines. They plow them right to the ditch, and the little ditch. So they've taken away that because they can make enough money. They take them. They get an extra probably with not having any fence line. I don't know how much they get an extra number of square yards out of their plants, but they have no concern for the pheasants down there anymore, Joe.
Which are we really doing with the pheasant population?
They ain't doing worth a damn.
Yeah.
You know, especially they don't leave a kernel of corn for them to eat, and now they're taking away the weed patches where they could hang out in the winter and eat a few seeds, you know, mm-hmm. or something off the plants and, you know, maybe survive. So now you got snow-covered, 20 below, weed patches reduced by 80%, and no corn to eat. I don't know how any of them ever make it through the winter.
Yeah.
But we were, that was our big concern all the time. Was
love to eat them. Love to eat them.
That's why a few cats might have met their demise there. just accidentally happened to be walking in the wrong ditch.
Well, how are you going to find a dead cat?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. So.
Well, okay, lad.
Yeah? Is that going to do it for today?
Well, what do we got? I mean, we got nothing. It's 20 diddly. Below.
It's 20 below, and it's frosty outside, and you're right, Joe. I mean, let's play a hockey game so we can. Oh, we should mention the
tomorrow night.
Gophers
right?
got revenge on Notre Dame. Yep. They won twice.
Yep.
I think they're a number one seed, and we'll probably make the Frozen Four.
Where is it this year? Do we know?
Pittsburgh, I think.
Okay.
It's got to be coming back here one of these years, though, right?
You would think. It hasn't been here for a while.
And they have no idea how they're going to make up all our hockey team's games, right?
Nope.
Start tomorrow night, and you've missed six, I believe.
And they just stay out on the West Coast.
And yeah. Didn't Arizona just wrap up their seven-game stretch with St. Louis?
Tonight.
Tonight's
game
the last
seven,
one.
Yes. Okay. And I didn't realize the reason they did that is because Colorado wasn't playing, and we weren't playing, and...
What else are you going to do?
They had no other opponents to play. So.
And it does make it easier with no fans. You don't have to move tickets around and all that stuff.
They
so.
Played four in St. Louis and three in Arizona.
Wow.
In Arizona, of course, the crowds with or without pandemic are hard to dis, right. you know, to separate because they don't pack them in for hockey down there. So. Yeah, but that's good. Hey, this was a treat, Joe. Let's get in the 20s here before the week's over. What do you
let's
say?
Let's get you a second shot so you can go to your estate.
Yes. Next week I won't be at the estate, but the week following that I hope to be. So
when do we report? Pitchers and catchers? And
Thursday.
Oh, boy.
And meanwhile, the England variant is going nuts in Florida, and we're hoping, and they're suspecting that the South African will soon join.
Oh,
join.
Good.
So,
well, okay. Are we supposed to be protected against those because we're getting the shots?
It's supposed to increase our odds.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's
mean increase your odds for survival.
Increase your odds of not getting it. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, especially when you're in fighting condition like you and I.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
All right. Very Bye. Good.
Bye. I have been a client of the Canopy Group for 5 years, and at my last renewal, they are still saving me money. Patrick Ricey here to talk to you about your home and auto insurance. How long have you been with your current insurance company? When was the last time your agent called you and said they could save you money and get you better coverage? This just happened to me. Truly, it did. Each year, the Canopy Group reviews my home and auto insurance with their 16 companies. This year, they saved me an additional $791. How? Because the Canopy Group is keeping an eye on my insurance needs and making sure I am always with the right insurance provider. Paying less and getting more is a concept I like. I can't promise that you'll save $791, but I can promise you they'll give you options. They'll even tell you if you should stay where you are with that company. Do what I did and contact them at thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.
Did you know that the sewer line that runs from your house underneath your front yard is your responsibility until it connects to the city sewer? Your sewer line can get clogged by tree roots, or it can crack or break or collapse because it's old or the ground shifts over time. If your sewer line gets really clogged, it can cause sewage to back up into your home. You do not want that. If you have a sewer or drain problem, better call Bonfi. Save $150 off an intensive sewer line cleaning when you tell the folks at Bonfi Royce sent you.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.